fantasy champion. Fantasy, ooh, champion.
Kenny's already counting his championship right now.
Hey, what championship?
Ooh, 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 ooh. Hey, who has the trophy last year? Who has a trophy?
Skip.
Not you.
Supposed Skip. To, but he doesn't. He doesn't have it.
He doesn't have it?
Jimmy was supposed to put the name on it, and I haven't got it back from him.
Damn. Well, guess what, Jimmy? When you bring it back, make sure you put Ken Hopper on there, please. And thank you. Anyway, welcome to another episode of Two Joes and the Pro. As always, you got the guys, Kenny, Ryan, and Brian. Just talking some trash to Ryan, getting under his skin a little bit, because he is, you know, the fantasy guru, Ryan Fantasies. But I'm coming for that number one spot. Anyway, my guys, what's going on?
No, man. Just done with the holidays. You know, it was a good time. Now we're back to business.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to go, baby. I'm ready to go.
Hey, look, Ryan's wearing his he's wearing a shirt.
Yeah. Hell, did you show Kenny the new merch?
The new merch?
Well, your new...
my pocket thing? No, I haven't yet.
The pocket
thing? I'll show you later. Mm. It's cool. I wanted to reveal it. It's not ready to be hung up yet. But okay. It's going to be behind me while we record. Okay. It's a sign.
Big dog things. All right, let me touch on college football real quick. We've been gone for the last 2 weeks. I hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving. I know we enjoyed ours. I know Ryan and Brian were together. They kind of left me out, but it's all good.
Kenny, you get invited every time, but you don't want to come around.
Because it's fucking...
Look at you. You got flies at your house. What are you doing?
they're trying to eat the fucking turkey from last week.
Okay.
Anyway.
How long have you been wearing that sweatshirt?
probably 2 weeks since I left Kansas City. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of Kansas City, I actually went out to the game. It was rainy as fuck. You know, I think every game I've went through that my teammates played at, I take that back. The Panthers, they didn't win. So I take that back. I'm one loss. But other than that, every game I go to, my teammates win. So I think I'm going to start betting that every time I go to the stadium, I'm going to bet that.
But I feel like every time you go, too, it's bad weather.
It is. It's terrible weather. Every time I go, it's always raining, cold, snow.
Or snow.
Some shit like that.
Up in Buffalo.
Yeah. So anyway, let me get to college football because we had a lot going on this week. So college football last week, let's recap. It was a rivalry week. Who's big? I guess people got to see Arch Manning last week versus Texas at the end. They blew out Texas Tech. That was a no-brainer. The Oregon versus Oregon State game was not a good game at all. Oregon bust their ass. That was on Friday. Getting to Saturday, the game of the week was two games, right? That was really, you know, high. Oh, actually, it was three. I would say three games, right? Starting with Kentucky-Louisville, Kentucky came out hard in the beginning, busting ass, and then Louisville tried to make it a game towards the end, which it turned into being a nail-biter. The Michigan-Ohio State game, I will put number two on the slate as Michigan kind of had the game the whole time, but they kept Ohio State in, you know, close distance, which made it kind of competitive for the majority of the time. And then the last game, I would say, was a shocker, is definitely Alabama and Auburn, because I don't know how that happened, but Auburn somehow let Alabama win the game with I guess you can consider a Hail Mary at the end. Which was a hell of a throw by Jalen Milroe. I don't even know.
Unbelievable.
Like, for anybody that said, oh, he can't really throw, his accuracy is not good. Granted, I know you guys say on a short ball, but that long ball in the corner, just to spot it like that is crazy. Because he literally threw it to a spot. So,
it's one throw.
I know it's one throw. I'm just saying, bro, to do that in a high pressure situation and to be on the money, you got to give a little credit. A little credit. You can't be like, oh, it's just one throw. It's not like he threw it up. He threw it to a spot in the corner.
Like, it was a beautiful throw. I hate that you guys won.
Yeah, I know.
Stupid.
I would say that it doesn't matter anyway, because we're not going to, even if we beat Georgia, we're still not going to make it into the CFP. Just because it's too many, it's too many one loss teams, right? They got Texas ahead of us. They got Ohio State still ahead of us. And then you got to think about what happens with Oregon.
But like, let's play this out real quick. Let's say you guys beat Georgia.
Yep.
Is Georgia out?
Which we're still going to beat Georgia.
Will Georgia be out?
It depends on how bad we beat Georgia.
I'm saying you're going to put a team in there that doesn't win their conference?
It happens all the time. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but
the year that Alabama beat Georgia, Georgia went to four and Alabama hopped in. Like, they went to Georgia went to four, Alabama went to three. It happens all the time. Damn, this fucking fly. This shit, like, out of all.
Yeah, but normally, Jesus Christ, normally you don't have this many teams.
That's what I'm saying.
In position.
That's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is, Ohio State gets too much love, so they're going to be on the outside. So if somebody happens to be like, "Oh,
from an Alabama fan."
No. There's no way. There's no way that Ohio State team should even be up there in front of Alabama. Like they don't play anybody. Like, who do y'all?
Ohio State. They lost to a team that was better than the team y'all lost to.
Okay, they lost to a team that's better than the team that y'all lost to. But guess what? Neither one of you guys played anybody. That's what I'm saying. You lost to a team that.
Look, man, you can only play who is on your schedule.
That's what everybody says, right? You can only play who's on your schedule. But guess what? It matters who you play, right? So at the end of the day, is you can say, "Oh, you only play who on your schedule." If a team is not good, and you're playing all trash teams. That don't mean like you're good because you just beat all trash teams.
Well,
Penn State is not good. Notre Dame fell by the wayside towards the end of the year, right? So then who's the quality win?
So who's Michigan got to play?
Michigan's going to play Iowa. Like, that's bullshit. Yeah, it's no brainer.
If they don't blow them out, then it looks suspect.
Okay, so Michigan's in. Georgia's got to play Alabama. So let's say in this argument, Georgia wins. Yeah, so let's just say in that argument.
If they
so
win
Alabama's the argument, out, and then Washington and Florida State. Those are the two other.
Yeah, so I think the only thing that for Ohio State team to feel like to get lucky to get in there is they're going to need a Florida State team to lose to Louisville. They need Louisville to be upset so they can hop in there, right? Because right now they're
about Oregon.
It doesn't matter. Oregon
they need Texas to lose too.
If Oregon, no, they don't need Texas to lose.
Ohio State's above Texas right now, isn't it?
Yeah, but once Texas has that conference championship, it puts them above Ohio State.
That's not true because who they're playing in the conference championship it doesn't matter.
It will though, because they weigh it. They weigh championships. They give you to that.
Listen, I understand it, but it's Ohio State.
I don't care. I'm one of the biggest Ohio State fans there is.
It's money. It's money, right? So at the end of the day,
Texas is money too.
Who? Okay,
Texas. They're projecting Texas as money now.
Listen, who's going to have a better fan pool? Texas coming in or Ohio State versus a Michigan again? That's going to be way more money than a Texas versus Michigan.
I don't know.
Like, I'm just telling you. That's what they're going to say.
There's a lot of football fans in Texas.
I 100% know. They got their own fucking network. They got the Longhorn network. Like, I know there's a lot of money, but
they're making the news because freaking they got a third stringer coming in to play a couple snaps. Like, yeah.
I'm just saying, when it's all said and done, when you look at it, right, if Oregon beats Washington, then Washington is out. Right, yes. Because they had suspect games, so Oregon's going to hop in.
Oregon's going to win.
I hope they do. Right, I hope they do. I think they're a better team than Washington.
They are
right?
a better team. So
they hop in. So Oregon,
if that game, whoever wins that game they're just going to flop places. They're going to flip places. We're really debating on is who gets the fourth seed if a Florida State team loses. And even if a Florida State team doesn't lose, I still don't think Florida State should go in, right? Because they lost their quarterback. Granted,
what did Oregon lose to?
They lost to Washington. And they're playing Washington for the Pac-12 championship.
Do you think? Hold on, Kane. Do you think if Alabama wins and Florida State loses, do you think Alabama's in with Georgia, or do you think Texas stays ahead of them because they won?
No. If Alabama beats Georgia, Alabama's going to get in. The only reason I said Alabama's going to get in is they're going to find a way. The reason why I'm saying Alabama's going to get in because Georgia's the number one team in the nation. If Georgia was like number three or four, I don't think that – I think that happens. But if they beat Georgia decisively, I think then you're going to see an Alabama team go in, right? And it doesn't really matter what Texas does. I think that Texas will play a factor, and it will be more so a lot of people trying to debate it. But they're going to be like, they beat the number one team. Texas beat an Alabama team in the beginning of the year. They're going to play that. right? They're going to say they beat them in the beginning of the year, and they're going to be like, ah, well, what would they do now? But then when you put them beating number one team, they're going to weigh that. Because Texas right now, I feel like if Oklahoma was stronger, if Oklahoma was a number eight or whatever, like a closer team, then, yeah, Texas would get an advantage because they already beat Alabama. Because they played Texas. They played Oklahoma, right? I believe so. In the championship.
So let's say Michigan wins.
I don't think they're going to lose. So.
Let's say Michigan wins. Alabama beats Georgia. Florida State wins.
Oklahoma State. They play Oklahoma State. That doesn't help them.
Florida State wins. And then Oregon beats Washington.
Say the first one. Who's the first one?
Georgia loses to Alabama.
Yeah.
Decisively.
Yes.
Convincingly.
Yeah.
Michigan wins.
Yep.
Washington loses to Oregon. Mm-hmm. And Florida State
loses.
Florida State wins. And wins. Texas wins.
I think you see Michigan goes to one. Depending on how the Oregon game they play against Washington, they might go to two. Alabama goes to three. You'll see a Texas flip-flop. Oh, Florida State.
And you say so Georgia South.
Florida State undefeated.
If they beat Georgia single-handedly, because Georgia has a few suspect games this year, they're going
to
do that.
How decisive do you think that win has to be, though?
It has. We have to beat them by at least by 14.
Okay.
If you don't beat them for Georgia to be out, right? Wow. And for us to hop them. If you don't beat them by 14, then guess what? You're not getting in. Not this year. You'll be
Kenny, I would laugh if that happened. I just don't think it's gonna happen.
I don't think they're gonna what do you mean?
Well, no, I don't think they're gonna take Georgia from one down to five.
I'm saying if they get beat single-handedly just because they have suspect games, you're going to see that factor play in, right?
Man,
granted, they might get the advantage of being the defending national championships. I understand that.
Yeah.
But you're saying, to your point, Ryan, Florida State, they lost their starting quarterback. He broke his leg, right? So their backup quarterback he's not ready, right? He's not ready. So what you're going to do is you're going to have them be in the game, and they're going to get blown the fuck out. That's what's going to happen. Because if you saw them last week, Florida State's going to lose. I think they're going to lose against Louisville.
Okay. All right.
Because when you look at how they played against last week against Florida, granted, I know it was a rivalry game, they didn't look good, right? Like, their quarterback is not ready.
I just want the committee to have the hardest decision possible.
Oh, if
I would love it.
If Oregon beats Washington
and Alabama beats Georgia, they're fucked. They're going to be like, they're going to be in there. They might not have a decision. They're going to say, we have to hold off.
that's why I made the joke about like, what if Florida State wins? Then they're left with that decision.
Because what you're going to say, right? Because then you're going to, like, are you going to penalize the kids because the starting quarterback got hurt?
But exactly.
At the same time, you know that Florida State cannot compete. Right?
Yeah.
Like, and it's not, they have
It'll
the
be
players
like TC,
to compete. They have the players to compete, but the quarterback is not it. And it's going to be hard. So, I don't know. But at the end of the day, this is the last year. Next year is going to be 12 teams. You won't even hear about this bullshit.
Hey, what's going on with Ryan Day, Brian? What are your thoughts on him? Can he just not get it done? Like, is he...
How's he... What do you mean not get it done?
He's having...
Look at how Harbaugh started off in that rivalry. He started off like 0-4 against Ohio State. I mean, let's relax, okay?
Michigan is
a good team.
I agree.
I don't think people realize that Michigan's squad the last 3 years, they're loaded. Ohio State, we haven't seen the best version of Ohio State.
Well,
right?
Last year.
Like, last year.
I
don't think they should have won the whole thing. They weren't a better team than Georgia. That was just a hell of a game plan by Day. That's
look
one thing
they also lost their best receiver in the game. Marvin Harrison got hurt in the game. That's the reason why their offense stalled.
Bro, they had a hell of a game plan.
Apparently, you can lock up Marvin Harrison. Like a team like Michigan.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't do shit against them.
I think part of that is their quarterback. I'm not going to say he sucks. He's just not
ready. He's not good, bro. He's just like Florida State quarterback right now. Not the one that got hurt, but the one that's now.
He could come back next year and be great. You don't know.
Yeah.
Like, he could progress.
No, I'm not saying he could.
Okay. I'm not saying like he sucks and he never should play. I'm just saying he wasn't quite ready yet for the
He
big
probably
stage.
Won't play next year if they get a big time recruit, to be honest with you. He don't got the nuts.
We'll see. He throws a good ball. I mean,
I'm not saying, but he doesn't, like, you know how some guys have the gamer? Yeah, he doesn't have the gamer. That's let me get out because we're taking a long time.
So what? This is college football playoffs, bro.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, so he doesn't have the gamer ability, right? If you saw what the gamer in him in Notre Dame, which I was like, oh, that's what I wanted to see. I thought that was going to translate down the road that you see more of that. But he's kind of like went back in the shell. Him and what's his name from Penn State quarterback? They're kind of the same to me. They got all the talent. They got the tools, but they ain't doing shit.
Wow.
And if you have Marvin Harrison Jr., come on. When you just throwing it up to him, like, all right, cool. They're going to find out
next year because both Harrison Jr. and Abuke are going to be gone.
It's going to be.
Who's this guy? Air Noland. Do you know him? He's the five-star quarterback recruit that Ohio State got.
Yeah, I don't.
That he got or that's coming in.
He's committed to Ohio State.
Yeah, I think it depends on where he comes from, right? You got to for those guys, the five star comes out. It depends on like what school he came from. Is he from
Airburn, Georgia? Langston Hughes.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, if he's from Georgia, then from the South, he's he might have
195.
Is he an athlete?
Put on some muscle.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm just saying, because
what do you mean by athlete?
Okay, so
does he run?
Yeah, some white boys got some shit to him, right? Like, yeah.
It's not a white boy.
Is it a black boy?
Yeah.
Oh, he gonna run.
Well, that's what I thought you meant by like, is he an athlete?
Yeah, nah, he gonna run. He gonna run. So he's gone. Whatever his name is gone. So we ain't worried about him next year. So. That's what I think. When I look at quarterbacks, if they're from the South, they have some shit to them, right? Because you play higher talent. When you see quarterbacks from the North and you see all this five-star hype, unless it's from like Pittsburgh or certain areas in Ohio, they ain't worth shit. All right.
Yeah, this is fun. This is good stuff.
So I would touch on NBA, but NBA is just a shit show right now.
I mean, the in-season tournament is locked up.
In-season tournament locked. You want to touch on that?
Yeah, go for it. You go. You know it or no?
No, I don't know the NCAA. I don't watch that shit. I can hit it though.
I mean, look it up real quick. I'll do hockey real quick.
Yeah.
So hockey,
season. Oh, okay.
Big trade. We're signing, right? Signing.
For what?
What happened? Something that big happened in hockey, right?
It did.
I don't know. Didn't they? I saw breaking news from Fox.
Oh well, then look it up. I don't know. All I know is I was going to go over the standings because, like I said, every year. Thanksgiving, the standings is usually your playoff picture. So I forgot to take a picture. I was drinking. So the playoff picture as of today is what we're going to go with. In the East, right now, the Rangers and Bruins are top of the East. We got the Panthers, Hurricane, Detroit, Toronto, Tampa, and Philly. And then on the outside looking in, teams that I think could make some noise are the Islanders. I think they can make some noise. You never can count the Capitals out. They're always going to have a chance as long as Ovi's healthy and playing. And then the Devils, surprisingly, they're out on the outside, but only down 2 points right now. They're a pretty good team, so I think they're going to turn around. They might be the one team that's going to be a low seed this year and then make some noise in the playoffs would be my prediction at this point. In the West, you got the Knights leading the way, Vancouver, which is surprising to me that they've turned their squad around from last year. The Avalanche, the Kings, Dallas, Winnipeg, St. Louis, and Nashville. And then, surprisingly, Seattle is on the outside looking in, but they were a playoff team last year. They could make some noise. They can always score a lot of goals. Their problem is defense. And then Edmonton, really slow start, but they've been starting to pile up a few wins, so they might make some noise later in the year. But yeah, that's about it. As far as news, I just look. I'm not Philadelphia Flyers signed. Oh, the Flyers signed a 9-year-old with cancer for Hockey Fights Cancer Night. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know. Sure, that was pretty cool.
You're talking
about the Red Wings sign? Yeah,
Red Wings. They signed Kane. That's right. He's older now. I mean, he's still a really good hockey player, but he's not quite.
What was the injury he had? Was it a hip replacement?
I think it was something to do with his lower body. You might be right about that. The hip sounds about right.
That sounds like an awful injury. Yeah. 6 months from hip resurfacing surgery.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, that's a very, it's a quite an invasive surgery. I mean, hips, not as much as it used to be, but yeah, that's
what. How's the little boy doing?
Huh?
The like 18-year-old kid that's on the team.
On the block.
Oh, but Connor Bedard?
Yeah, that the little boy.
I have not looked at his stats lately.
Dude, he's a kid.
He is 18. I mean, that's crazy. Where are they at? I mean, they're not doing good as a team. They suck, but, you know.
All right.
Okay. Well, I'll touch on the end season. So, end season, we have the Pacers, which who's been surprised me. I didn't think they were actually that good, but Halliburton is the truth. So, Indiana Pacers, they have locked it up for Group A. Group B is Milwaukee Bucks, who gets on my fucking nerves because they never perform when I bet on them. And then the Boston Celtics, of course, won Group C. And then you have the New York Knicks, who won the best in whoever outside of the champion, the group winners, they made it in for the bracket.
Real quick, Kenny, did you see how they determined the winner of Group C?
I didn't understand that.
So they all, there's three of them finished 3-1.
Yeah.
And they all, each one of them beat each other. So like, it was like a three-way tie still. So they had to go to point differential. Point 4?
Yeah, so it's 0.68 to 0.55, 0.450.
Yeah. So differential?
I'm assuming that's how they did it for the New York Knicks making it in because they had the highest point differential at 10.5.
Yeah. So you had the last night, the Celtics had to beat the Bulls by like 23. And they purposely left their starters in through the fourth. They were up like 30. And Mazzulla actually talked to, which is the coach for the Celtics, if you don't know, talked to the Bulls head coach, Billy Donovan, and was like, hey, man, sorry, we need to beat you guys by a lot to get into the tournament. Otherwise, they would have been out.
Yeah, because nobody wants to see Orlando Magic, so the Brooklyn Nets in there. Sorry.
Yeah.
And then for the Western Conference in Group A, you have the Lakers, which surprised me. I guess LeBron's like, listen, if my name's there, I need my name to be in there, right? I needed to be in the tournament. I can't be the king and not be there, right? New Orleans, they stole it from the Denver Nuggets and Dallas and the Clippers and Houston. I don't know how they did it, but whatever. The Pelicans are in there, and then in Group C, the Kings locked that up. So the team that won, that came in there based off of the best record is Phoenix, and they had a better point differential than everybody else. So they start when next Thursday is when the semifinals start. So it'd be interesting to see how that works. I wonder to see. I think it's in Vegas. So that'd be interesting.
It should be good because it's going to be one and done. As opposed to a series.
So you might it's like a mini playoffs, right? So you might see some guys actually play hard. And you win a couple $500,000, right? Everybody wins $500,000 per person. And then I think the $1 million go to the MVP. So you know, a little go get you a car or something.
Exactly. Or a house.
Yeah. Or a house. Anyway.
Dude, have you – so not to switch gears, but have you seen like – yeah. I just wanted to mention this, but have you guys seen that like all these like MLS players and like the English Premier League players going to like get money from the Saudi Pro League?
Yeah.
Have you ever watched one of these games? Like I was watching highlights of like Neymar, and he is just like – he's like dribbling the ball with like three guys chasing him. Like it's just trash. Anyways, I just thought it was interesting. You should watch some of the highlights.
You're saying
like as far competition is so poor.
Oh yeah, for sure.
These crazy athletes like Neymar just go in and they're just treating them like they're just like sick.
And it's crazy how it is. They only have to play a certain amount of games, whatever the case may be. But sure, if they're going to give you like Benzema, they gave Benzema like I think like 200 or something million or whatever the case may be for a season. It's like, why would I not take that? Right? Yeah. Like, why would I not go over there for that money? So, I see, I get it. I kind of more surprised that Messi didn't go over there, right? So they gave him 200 million for 2.5 years. Why not? Why not? Why not do that? So Neymar got how much? 400 million?
It's crazy.
400 million for 2 years? I'm going to kick around with some people too. And those, and the arenas that they play in, I couldn't imagine playing in those arenas. Like the Premier League, their arenas is big already, right? It's so much people in there. But in the Saudis, have you seen those arena? Those shit look like
everything huge.
That shit is like a city. It's like 200,000 people in there. That shit is crazy to me, bro. Could you imagine that?
They got money. Clearly.
Did you? Oh, side note, did you guys hear about Mark Cuban selling the Mavericks?
Yeah.
Yeah, to the Alderson family. I forgot how you say that name. The people who own Sands.
Las Vegas, really?
Yeah, they own the casinos.
He made like three or four, like he made a crazy amount of money from like his initial investment.
Oh, yeah, from his initial investment. Because he only bought it for $100 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't know how much else he put into it besides that.
Yeah, he put some more money into it, things like that.
I mean, they won a championship, right?
Yeah, they won one.
So I mean he's like, I did it. You think he's gearing up to buy an NFL team?
No, he's gearing up to go run for president.
Really?
Really?
He talked about it before. Talked about it on X before.
That'd be interesting.
He said, why not? I mean, they're asking about his opinion and things like that. And they were like, oh, you think you're running for president? And he was joking around. He's like, why not?
I mean,
but why else is he selling it? Because he sold that. He's off of Shark Tank now.
Yeah, I don't know. He's gearing up for something.
Yeah.
He's liquidating.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's liquidating everything. Most people, we're covering everything.
Sports,
when they're about to be a president, business. That's what they do. They liquidate everything. All right? They got to get all the assets or whatever, turn everything to cash so they can go ahead and put their hat in the ring. And then be like, I don't make anything. I only make $400,000.
Like, he can't run 2024, so you're talking about
2028?
Yeah, he can.
I mean, it's soon.
He'd have to get his name, not to switch politics, but he'd have to get his name on all 50 states ballots by like March.
Yeah, he had time.
Like March like 17th or something like that, whatever Super Tuesday is.
Yeah, and we don't know who is lobbying behind him, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It could be people would be like, listen, man, if you put your hat in the ring, we'll get everything behind you and get you going. And he'd be like, all right.
I mean, if that's the case, you don't sell an NBA team without like full commit. Like he's committed to something.
Yeah. I'm just throwing the physical out there because I've seen that, but he's committed to something, right? Because because he loves the Dallas Mavericks and he's put a lot in there and he's always talked about blah, blah, blah. And then for him to leave there, you're leaving Shark Tank. You've been on there for 16 years, right? And it's like, what are you doing? So anyway. Just side take. Hey, you know, I'll tell you guys after. I was going to say something. I'll just say hot take like hotcakes. I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to have a ChatGPT comes up with topics for us.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. That'll be cool. I'm down. Hey, we had some great football happening. Do you guys think Rodgers is going to come back?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they opened his practice window, so he's got a 21-day practice window. But they have 3 weeks. In 3 weeks, the Jets could be out of playoff contention. So
yeah, but he doesn't have to take the full 3 weeks.
Bro, I just don't understand. How is he coming back that fast? He has to be on something, bro.
No, because as a quarterback, you don't need to be mobile.
I know, but I'm not talking about him needing to be mobile. I'm talking about that damn Achilles, bro. He is.
The doctors cleared him.
He did. He is changing modern medicine. Like he talked about in the past. First of all, shout out to Pat McAfee. Because Pat McAfee. How?
Because he's not going to be putting the strain on it.
Bro, you still have to run around. You don't understand?
What I'm saying is, it's just like when Phillip Rivers played without an ACL the 1 year.
You could do ACL is fine because all you need to do ACL, you can't cut. That's all. That's fine. What I'm saying for a doggone Achilles, Kobe Bryant tore his Achilles and was in that motherfucker for 5 months.
Yeah, I just feel like it's a different, he was a different type of athlete. He needed to be able to.
Come on, bro. He's not a better athlete than Kobe, bro. He's not a better athlete than Cam Akers. He's not a better athlete than Aaron Fox.
That those guys needed longer to get to the point where they could play the position that they played than what Rodgers does.
I think his procedure is something phenomenal. I know they said it's a different procedure that heals quicker. And I think a lot more people, if he doesn't get hurt again, I think a lot more people are going to take that treatment.
Also, let's remember this, though. He doesn't need it to hold up for very long. He just needs to get a year or two out of it.
Do you think he's doing this
in a couple years?
Do you think he's doing this to fuck with, like, because you know all that whole COVID stuff that was going on and people are like, oh, Rodgers this and COVID this and all that stuff. You think he's doing this to be like, they don't know, the doctors don't know what they're talking about?
I mean, it's 100% ego thing for him, but
yeah,
I believe that has something to do with it.
Yeah. Because on Pat McAfee, he was saying stuff like, don't let people tell you what you can do. And, you know, modern medicine is one thing, but you could determine when you come back and how you respond to things. I was like, oh, he's trying to prove something.
I think he takes the full 3 weeks is what I'm saying. I don't know if he's going to, I don't think he's cleared for contact. He's been medically cleared, but he's not cleared for physical contact. So
he's been cleared.
He'll be out there in like a red jersey, yeah, with like throwing the ball. But I just can't imagine him running away from pass rushers. He's going to have to take sacks. Like,
right. I think they're going to teach him that, you know, as soon as you feel any pressure at all, you just need to go down so you can save that Achilles. Because if he resists, that's when he's going to put too much pressure on it and pop it.
Unbelievable.
And he's shown that he doesn't need to have like set feet to have the arm talent. He still has the arm talent off balance. So
yeah,
he could be out there hobbled and still be a pretty good quarterback.
Hey, Jonathan Taylor, thumb surgery this time. So I don't know if he's going to be out or for how long he's going to be out, but we'll see. Zach Moss coming in to save people's fantasy seasons.
I mean, what's that do for you, Kenny? If you break your thumb like that, what's that do for you carrying the ball? Like, do you just become one arm carried? Like, you don't carry it in the other arm anymore? You just do it like that? Or
wait, with the cast or what?
Yeah, if he comes back with like a cast on in a couple weeks.
Yeah, he'll just keep it in that. He'll keep it in that hand and not switch hands. Yeah. So, yeah.
But other than that, no limitations.
Yeah, and other than that, it doesn't do anything. It's going to be pain tolerance, because if he tore a tendon or whatever, it's going to be pain tolerance, and then figuring out, you know, how to catch with it. You know what I mean?
I doubt they make him catch much with it.
Shit, you can't determine that unless you just don't put him in no passing plays. But then that kind of limits you on off as far as your, you know, offensive play calling. I know every time he's in the game, he's going to be a run play.
Run a block, yeah.
Yeah, run a block. So it's like, all right, it's easy for us. That's one less person we have to defend, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Kenny, any thoughts on that that sick game between the Bills and the Eagles? That was a great game. It was back and forth, went to overtime. You kind of knew that once they kicked the field goal that the Bills were going to lose because they don't know how to. Josh Allen has never won an overtime game, period. End of story. Ever.
It's not all his fault.
This one, I mean, one of them, he didn't even get a chance, and that's when they changed the rule.
Yeah.
This one, he did have a chance. He could have went down and scored a touchdown, so the game was in his hands. He's got a field goal, but they couldn't get a stop. What did you think that was a horse collar?
With Haas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
it could have been called.
It could have been called, but at the same time, I understand a no call because of how he had him initially. It was on the side of him, and yes, he pulled him down, but it wasn't like he had his hand inside. It was more so pulling on the jersey at an angle, right? So I can see why they didn't call it, but if they did call it, it doesn't surprise me because of how they try to protect the quarterbacks.
Yeah. I'm surprised that they didn't call it, especially with the – not just horse collar, but like some kind of unnecessary roughness, because like he came out of that tackle pretty brutal. But there were a lot of weird calls during that game. So,
yeah, I think that they just need somebody to reel Josh Allen in. I think he did a better job, right, with trying to protect the ball, and he was more superhero-like, which didn't show up as bad. but he's still a wild horse. I mean, like, he's still a Bronco.
Gets fired this year?
Huh?
Do you think McDermott gets fired this year?
Yeah, if they don't win this year, I think he gets fired. Like, how many chances are you going to give the guy, right?
Yeah, to me, it sounds like a real Marvin Lewis type thing. Like, you can be the regular season hero, but if you can't close the deal and get us into the playoffs, and
they're out of the playoffs right now.
Yeah, they're out, and like make crazy. A long run.
Have a hard schedule still.
Yeah,
like they might not even make the playoffs. If they don't make the playoffs, he's definitely fired.
Yep. Speaking of head coaches, if Diggs is gonna leave?
Is this his last year contract wise?
I don't know what his contract's like, but I will say this: if the head coach is gone, if McDermott's gone, Diggs doesn't go anywhere. I think Diggs stays and tries to make it work.
You think they have a problem or something?
His brother was like commenting on like social media saying, "Get 14 out of there." It was like one game where like Diggs didn't get like any catches. I think it was last game or the game before, or not the Eagles game, but the game before. But he made a comment on social media where he was like, "Get 14 out of there." So I don't know if that means like his brother's just speaking out of his ass, or that's based on a conversation and issues they've had. Remember, Diggs like held out during the during training camp as well.
I don't know, man. I think sometimes when you're family members, they just say certain stuff because they know they want to see the best for you. But I don't know if that's how he feels.
Yeah, I mean, who cares? Him and Josh Allen are close, so. I just think if McDermott's out, the other thing is like Joe, the guy I work with, is always talking. He thinks that like Daboll is going to get fired. I think that's not true. I don't think the Giants are going to fire a guy that was the coach of the year last year after a bad season. I think they give him another shot. However, if the Bills position opens up, do you think Daboll's like, hey, can I go coach the Bills?
Why would the Giants let him do that?
Yeah.
They would want compensation.
They would want compensation, 100%.
Yeah.
I don't think you can't fault Daboll. Like, I can't tell you that Daniel Jones is complete horseshit. I can't predict that he tears his ACL by just walking backwards. Like,
dude is clumsy.
What do you want me to do, man? Like, he had a good year last year. It looked promising. He didn't pan out. What do you want me to do?
They're addressing the offensive line, even though they're playing. The offensive line's playing like trash. They're addressing it. Yeah. Like, it's not like they haven't tried.
That team was way overperformed last year.
We 100%
don't remember that. Like, they think, oh, they were a playoff team last year, so they need to be a playoff team going forward. They got some good wins last year that they probably shouldn't have gotten. And, you know, like, it's a team that's building. It's going to take a few years to draft that team.
Speaking of head coaches, Carolina Panthers fired their head coach.
Yeah, what are they
doing? He's gone.
What in the world are the Panthers doing?
I think they have a guy that doesn't believe in their quarterback. So Frank Wright seemed like he didn't believe in Bryce Young. There must have been some kind of tiff because, I mean, they traded everything to go get Bryce Young. They traded the world. You know what I mean?
Well, what if Reich wanted Stroud?
I don't even know that. I think Frank was over his head, to be honest with you. Like, I understand that Bryce Young was a great player in college, but you can't expect for a guy undersized like him to do so much when you gave him so little. You gave him all
bottom tier. Adam Thielen.
You gave him all bottom tier type players in a sense, right? And expected him to work out, right? Like, it's like, that doesn't make sense. And then your defense is not great, right? And it's just like, what do you want me to do, right? At least the CJ Stroud's thing, right, is he was in Houston. Nobody expected anything for them. So it's like, all right, cool. But he has players that have performed and showed up. Like, the running back, Damian Pierce, whatever, like, okay, cool. You know what I mean? Motorboat, okay, cool. But the receivers that they have down there, people don't give those guys enough credit, right? Especially with Robert Woods being a veteran, still trying to do his thing. But Collins, Tank Dell, right? Noah Brown. Like, these guys are superseding anything that everybody thought they were going to be. And their defense down there with D'Amico Ryans, their defense is phenomenal, bro. Like, they play people hard. And I think that's the biggest difference.
Teams need to start doing this for quarterbacks. Like, go get their player. Like, when the Bengals went and got Ja'Marr Chase for Joe Burrow, like, that is a – like, C.J. Stroud, when he got drafted, he called them and was like, go get Tank Dell. And, like, look at how – like, that chemistry between, like, quarterback and receiver, like, that matters to teams. Like, you gotta get people that like to play with each other. Like, even Odell is playing pretty well. I mean, they got him back doing his like little slant thing over the middle where he just catches that over the middle and then just keeps running and running and running. But he's been playing well. It's because Lamar was like, hey, go get Odell. Like, if you make the quarterback happy, they're gonna play better.
The second best slant runner of all time. That's what they called him. Behind Jerry Rice. Yep. I was like, interesting. But no, I firmly agree with what you said, right? Like, you have to put the pieces around them, right? And I think that if any team showed that, is definitely the Ravens, because people were like, you guys are expecting Lamar to do so much with so little. And then now you got somebody like Zay Flowers, he's a baller, right? You got Zay Flowers, and you pair that with, of course, Mark Andrews got hurt, but you got Odell. Bateman doesn't have to do as much, right? Because I never thought Bateman was a number one, right? I thought he was a solid player. He doesn't do that much. Then Aguilera comes along. So now you have weapons. And then Keaton Mitchell is like we love Gus Edwards, right? He has the highest yards per rush, but Mitchell is it, right? Like, you know that he's it. And they got him for undrafted. So it's just like they have a lot of players around there, and then you still have to account for Lamar. So
Keaton Mitchell is another testament to why running backs are just they can't get paid, because you can get these guys off the street.
Yeah,
they can call Kenny up. Hey, we need a guy. Yeah, like,
they can't call me up, dog. I'm only good for 2-3 yards, dog.
You never know. Maybe you have that, you know, Noah Gray performance, and then you're never seen again.
I don't know. I just don't got it.
Hey. Can we talk about the Jonas worst division in the league?
Who?
The worst division in the league?
AFC South?
The NFC South. Currently zero teams above 500.
Yeah, they're terrible.
The winning the division is the Atlanta Falcons at 5-6. I predicted them to win the division.
Yeah.
However, I did not think that it'd be a negative record. It's unbelievable.
Who did I say? Did I say the Saints?
I think we had the Saints, yeah. Kenny.
Yeah.
Derek Carr looks broken.
He's not broken. He's dog water. he's hot dog water, bro. He's so fucking terrible. Excuse my language. He's so terrible, bro. It just pisses me off. He cost me a parlay, right? Oh. I'm thinking that dog I'm like, water. Listen, they've been trashed the last 2 weeks. They got to show up. Coming off. Didn't they have a bye last week, I believe? Like, I'm like, they gotta show up, bro.
No, they don't.
I said they have to show up. And then I'm looking in the game and I'm like, these dudes is losing to the Falcons like that. Like, it wasn't even competitive. I'm like, golly. Atlanta took a lead and it was like, all right, cool. We're gonna put this in cruise control. And I just don't understand. And then what makes it worse, Kenny, get off your high horse. I will. What made it worse is that I had Chris Olave. For any touchdown score, I had 6 people. He was the only person I needed. And then I was like, okay, I'm waiting for Chris Olave. Then he looks and he says, concussion. I said, this motherfucker, bro.
I'm and he got you. 11 targets.
He did. He was.
Yeah, he got. Bro, he was balling.
He was eating. I saw the stats. I was like, okay, he got to have a tud. No tud. But Derek Carr is terrible. They just need to let Jameis in there. Let 50-50 get in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
30 touchdowns and 30 picks. But
you know what I mean?
You know, at least the offense will look good.
The offense, because when he came in for a little couple drives, it looked all right.
Yeah.
Just let him get in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let him lick those fingers.
Let him eat them W's.
Let him eat them W's, dog.
Did you know that the Atlanta Falcons are number one in that division and their point differential is like -19?
Doesn't surprise me.
Which is the third best in that division.
Shout out to Jameis Winston, by the way. He's getting his number retired for Florida State, which is
pretty, oh, is he?
Which is pretty big. Yeah.
I like Jameis because I like fantasy and he's a good fantasy.
Oh, that's why I like Jameis. He throw the ball a shit ton, and they're always down when he's playing because he throws a whole bunch of picks.
Dude, when he came into the game a couple weeks ago when Carr got like concussed and like the shoulder thing, dude, he came in right away and was like, oh, there's been one catch by Olave. Let me throw to him three or four times. Mm-hmm. Touchdown, touchdown. Like that's what you want.
He can throw it, man.
Yeah. Hey, the toilet game was played between the Giants and the Patriots this last week.
Oh man.
We finally have our answer. Mac Jones is done as a New England Patriot.
ChatGPT, that was one of the topics. It says Patriots are losing. What do you think about that? Is Bill in the hot seat?
Ooh.
Bill in the hot seat?
Mm-hmm.
He's maybe.
Is Mac Jones in the hot seat?
Yeah. Mac Jones is
he done?
He's done past this year.
After this year, he's done.
Yes. But the problem is, I think that Zappe hasn't shown anything, even when he gets his chance, so they might just stick with Mac.
Supposedly, players want Cunningham. The players in the locker room are asking.
He's not Cunningham. He's not a quarterback.
Well, neither is whatever the other two
people are. He is a quarterback, bro.
But you know what? You put Cunningham in there, you know what he's going to do? He's going to be a little spark because he can move the ball with his legs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it ain't going to hurt nothing.
What if you guys played a two quarterback system and had Mac Jones run the offense until you get to the red zone?
I've heard this before.
And then when you get to the red zone, you take his ass out. Because when he gets to the red zone, he's like, the field shortens up. He's like, all right,
it's not the red zone. Did you know that New England is one of the most efficient offenses in the red zone this year?
Well, Mac Jones.
They just don't get there very often.
Mac Jones throws a lot of interceptions in the red zone.
No,
from whenever I see he waits to get to the. No, sorry, it might not be the 20-yard line, but it's the 30, on their side of the field. On their side of the field,
okay.
He decides to throw interceptions.
It's not like he decides to throw interceptions, Ryan. It's just
he forgets how to play football.
He gets sped up because he's worried he's going to get hurt or something. I don't know.
No, it's not worried. I think Bill is in his head, and Bill is telling him, "Hey, you can't fuck up. You're on a short leash," and that's having him all fragile. Yeah. Like he's probably because he doesn't look like he's having fun out there. He looks like he's always like, "I'm making Dad happy. Am I making Dad happy?" Looking to the sideline all the time.
I mean, Bill wants his excellence, dude.
Second half when Zappe went in, like,
don't even say it.
Mac Jones was sitting there with. Okay. Huh? He was sitting on the sideline with his. With his helmet on, ready to he was like not like he didn't have the headset on. He wasn't like
the headset's in his helmet. To be fair, I mean,
but that's what I'm saying about like he's always looking over at the sideline for Dad, right? Because any other person, like I'm out the game, whatever, and he put his headset in, I'm chilling, I don't even care. He's like, walking on eggshells at that motherfucker.
He doesn't want to lose his job.
His job's already lost. I'm just waiting for the season to be done.
Yeah, beyond this year,
he got outplayed by Tommy DeVito.
That's true.
That's an actor name.
I hate it. I can't stand it.
Brian wants them to lose, and they just keep winning.
I hate it. I hate them so much.
That's the celebration.
We have four wins right now. We have like the fifth or sixth pick in the draft, bro. And we could have had like the second.
You guys aren't even gonna have a top 10 pick. You keep winning like this.
Well, Brian, you're kind of screwing yourself, and also. We all know that your quarterback of liking this year is Jaden Daniels, right?
Oh, 100%.
So he's rising up people's boards, unfortunately.
Of course. Because he's about to win the Heisman. Yeah. Depending on what happens.
In the Oregon game.
You know what they also said? They said, which is weird, they said the Oregon game, and then somebody said the Georgia-Alabama game. But I'm like, when has Beck been on the Heisman list?
No.
I was like, what?
He had a good year, but I don't think he's on the Heisman watch, is he?
Yeah, he's on the Heisman watch.
Is he? But you think he's like.
But he's not better than Jaden Daniels. Yeah, okay. Right. He's not better than Jaden Daniels or Bo Nix or Michael Penix.
Yeah.
And Caleb Williams just fell off the face of the earth because they can't win. Right. So. But
would you, that wouldn't even Jaden Daniels. That's the game, right?
Yep. But y'all wouldn't even you wouldn't even take him anyway.
What, Jaden Daniels
or Bo Nix? Not Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix or Michael Penix. Bo Nix is in the lead right now, which is it's that is mind blowing to me that yeah, Bo Nix. That Bo Nix, the guy at Auburn, that everybody was like, he's trash, is the leading Heisman candidate.
Wait, isn't Jaden Daniels a minus 115? At least that's
he's
what
the
I think.
Yeah,
yeah, Jaden Daniels.
No, is right minus now, right now is minus 135, Bo Nix, and then plus 110, Jaden Daniels. I guess it depends on when you look. I'm looking at USA Today. What are y'all looking on, DraftKings?
DraftKings Network. This is after week 11. Bo Nix stock up. Stock down. J.J. McCarthy. Bo Nix is number one here, minus 140. But they have Jaden Daniels at plus 800, so this is dated.
That might be because they said that he's not in the championship game, so that's going to have a bigger factor.
Oh, here, minus 180 for Bo Nix, minus 140, or plus 140 for Jaden Daniels.
That's what it's on. That's what it's on DraftKings right now. It says minus 175, Bo Nix, plus 140, Jaden Daniels. And then nobody else is close. Mike Penix is at plus 1,600. Milroe is at plus 10,000. Carson Beck is at plus 15,000. I might just put a dollar on Milroe for shits and giggles.
Just put an even 100.
Nah, bro. If I put $10 for $1,000, he would have to play his ass off in order for that. Bo Nix has to shit the bed. If you think beat Georgia and he has like a 5-touchdown game, that would give him the Heisman? What do you think, Ryan? No?
I don't know. Bo Nix has played pretty well.
It's going to be either Bo Nix or Jaden Daniels, in my opinion. I don't think Penix has been that good lately. Like, Washington's been kind of eh.
They almost lost against Washington State.
I know. They just haven't been that good.
They almost lost against Arizona. You know?
I'm just not thrilled with Washington. I think that's why, I mean, not to spoil it, but I think Oregon's going to smack them.
Nah. I don't think they're going to smack. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think Oregon does win, though. You got to think about it. It's hard to beat a team twice, right? Right.
Washington.
So I know. But the thing is this, when I see you the second time, I know what your go-to and what you like to do. See what I'm saying? So with that being said, then it's going to be like, okay, it's a closer game. It might be a lower scoring game, but I think that Oregon gets an advantage. I think it's going to be a game like how Oregon and USC played. When it's like a 39-30 type of game. Not a 56-60 type of game.
All right, Kenny, real quick. Yep. Of the quarterback prospects coming out, rank them 1 to 5 or 1 to whatever.
It's weird because not everybody really pretty much declared, but I know Bo Nix is out. Michael Penix is out. Caleb Williams, I'm assuming, is going to be out. Jalen Daniels. There's a couple other guys. May. I don't think May's coming out.
Why not?
Because he hasn't had a good year.
I think he is.
He's like the second rated quarterback right now.
Yeah, but he hasn't had a good year, so he could have fallen. Let me see. Maybe. But I think for me, the number one quarterback coming out is still going to be Caleb Williams for sure. I just think he has all the tools. Right now they said Patriots take stud QB. They talking about Patriots taking Drake May. That's funny.
Please no. That's like Mac Jones again.
I don't know about that. I think he's better than Mac
Jones. He makes me think of Daniel Jones, and I don't want it. Maybe it's the state.
They have Drake May as the number one quarterback, maybe because Caleb Williams has struggled. They have Caleb Williams going to New England, number 3.
No thanks. Oh, thanks.
Oh, man. Oh, Caleb anyway, Williams. So,
oh, yeah, you know. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you were still talking about May.
No, no, it said Caleb Williams.
I would take Caleb
Williams. So, Jaden Daniels going three. So, for how I would say Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, I like Drake May. I like him at number three, though. And then I like Bo Nix, Penix. That's how I would rank them. I don't know who else falls out behind that, but that's kind of like
I would
I don't Nix think
and, May. I like
nah Nix because the May. Thing is this, I would rather go with the youth of Drake May and the gamer in him leading a team like that rather than somebody like Bo Nix and Michael Penix, which.
I mean, Nix is only 23. It's not like he's some old guy.
He's been in college for 6 years, bro. What are we talking about?
He's 23 years old, Kenny.
He's been in there for 6 years, and he's the same Bo Nix that we saw at Auburn that couldn't do shit, and then he had to transfer, just like Michael Penix at Indiana couldn't do shit and had to transfer programs. I know who you were, right? And I know you got better, but I know who you are, right? So that's for me. I'm like, you're gonna drop a little bit lower on my list, and Jaden Daniels. That's why he's a little bit lower on my list. And that's why I have, you know, Caleb Williams.
Jalen Hurts had a transfer.
Yeah, really?
He did.
That worked.
He transferred, fine, didn't it? He transferred 1 year because he had a guy in front of him playing. Bo Nix and Michael Penix both started. They changed schools because they want a different scenery because they didn't perform at this school the first time around.
Or maybe the coaching staff wasn't using them to the best of their abilities.
Bro.
And now they're being used correctly and they look good.
Okay. That's what my take is, Ryan. I don't know if I know we're going on some time. Do you have anything to touch on Ryan's fantasies, or are you kind of
leave it be.
Good luck. All right, Brian. Well, we can continue to debate then, because I don't know if you have any picks, but we can continue to go back and forth with this, because I know you have a thing for Bo Nix, but he's. You keep saying Bo Nix.
I like him. He's my third quarterback in this draft.
Okay.
What's wrong with that? It's one higher than
yours. Who's your five?
Me? It's exactly like Kenny is, except switching May and Nix. I have Nix ahead of May.
All right. So
I have Jane Daniels a close second to Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams has the best arm talent. I worry about his intangibles, and I like Jane Daniels.
I don't know what you mean by his intangibles.
Caleb Williams? Yes. I don't know, man. He, you know, like.
He's
that diva mentality.
I'm not sure if I want that as a quarterback.
He is a gamer. First of all, if you are putting up 50 points and your defense is giving up 50 points, like, what do you want me to do, bro? I would be pissed off too. Okay. I'd be mad as hell too. Like, I'm performing. I'm trying to make extend plays. Granted, I think he got a little careless. He got a little Josh Allen them this year.
Yeah.
Got a little Josh Allen towards the end.
He started throwing picks. He was starting to take chances.
But he, you know, he took chances because his fucking team was putting up 50 points on defense. And he's like, if I don't score, we're going to lose.
Yeah.
I got to score every time I get the ball.
I'm just saying. I still take him number one, but I think Jaden Daniels is very close to him. Especially when you consider his athleticism.
Yeah, but Jaden Daniels in Arizona State wasn't at that. He wasn't like that.
Again, different change of scenery. All of a sudden, he looks good. Huh. Wonder why.
All right.
Just be coaching.
Okay.
Or scheme.
All right, let's touch on some things real quick. All right, so this weekend we have college football coming up. It's a lot of the championships, right? So I want you guys to take, before we close it out, Conference USA is going to be on Friday. We got New Mexico State versus Liberty. Liberty right now is an 11-point favorite. What do you guys think on that one?
I'd take Liberty money line. I'm not messing with the points.
What do you think on that, Ryan? Or you don't have any say?
I don't care about them.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna take Liberty points as well. I think they handle New Mexico State easily. So Oregon Washington game. You got Oregon right now 10-point favorites versus Washington. What do you guys think on that?
Oregon spread. -9.5.
-9.5.
I have -9.5 on DraftKings right now.
Nah, I ain't taking that. I'm taking Washington.
They're going to spank the hell out of Washington. Washington has not gotten better over the year, but Oregon has. Okay, Washington has kind of limped to the finish line, you could say. They don't look good. Oregon looks good.
That's the problem. When a team limps, then you're like, all right, man, they got us the first time. We're going to get it the second time. And it's a fucking dog fight.
I don't think it's going to be a dogfight.
What do you think, Ryan?
I'm with you, Kenny. I don't like 9.5.
Yeah, I'm taking that. That's a lot of points, bro. That's a lot of points. Okay. All right.
For two top five teams, I don't think that 10 points is going to be a big
deciding factor. Yeah. All right. Let's get into the Big 12 championship, Oklahoma State versus Texas. 15.5, Texas favorite. You like that, Brian, or what?
I think it's too many points.
I agree, Ryan.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny that that's too many points, but the 9.5 was fine for Oregon.
Yeah, because Texas sometimes plays down to their opponent. You know, I don't get that vibe from Oregon. That's all.
Okay. Let's see. I like the Big Ten Championship, Michigan, Iowa, 21.5.
It's tough because Iowa can't score, man.
They can't.
But I went a different route. I'm going to take the over 35.
Over? Yeah, I think that.
I think Michigan can get that themselves. And I think with Harbaugh returning, I think he's going to be geared up and he's going to want to put on a performance.
They're going to put a foothold in them, boys.
That's what I'm saying.
Ryan, what do you think? You like that too or what?
I like it. I like the over. That's a low over.
Louisville, Florida State. Who you got? Florida State is 2.5 favorites.
Yeah. I'm probably going to push Louisville up to 3.5 just to be safe.
That would be bad.
But I might sprinkle the money line. You know, I think they're going to win that game.
I like Louisville money line.
Florida State is a very talented team.
They are, but I don't trust their quarterback. So I like Louisville money line. What do you think, Ryan?
You guys, that's all you, man.
All right.
I haven't watched much Louisville games this year.
I mean, they beat Notre Dame. That's one of their biggest games that they won.
The AAC Championship, Tulane, SMU. I think SMU is going to win that game. It's 3.5. I like SMU 3.5. I think they put up hella points. I think the over on that is sweet for the taking there.
I like the 3.5 with SMU.
Yeah. And then last but least, we're going to go in the Georgia-Alabama game. Georgia is 5.5 point favorites. I love that they're 5.5 because that's indecisiveness by, you know, Vegas. So yeah. I'm taking Bama for sure.
I'm not picking. I'm going to take the over in that game. I think it's going to be some scoring. 54.5 right now. I could see 60 plus.
Yeah, I can see the over being a safe bet. I like Bama 5.5, and I'm going to take Bama money line. So
yeah, you're playing hard on that. What's the over right now? I just can't do it.
The over right now is 54. But I like the points. 5.5, I like that. And right now it's 52% to 47.9%. Georgia, Alabama. So anyway, that's what I have. Side note before I let everybody go, shout out to Fran Brown, getting a head coaching job at Syracuse. Good shit, Fran. Happy for you. I know the guys are happy for you at Temple. You know, all the hard work and shit you were doing over the years, especially at Georgia, finishing it up. So congrats on that. I got
one NFL bet.
Yeah.
For tomorrow night. Thursday night, I really like Pollard. Rushing and receiving, 90-plus yards. I think he's going to have a big game. Seattle's been terrible against running teams the last, like, 3 or 4 weeks. And I think that Pollard's going to have a breakout game this week. He's been down. He's going to be up now. And with Dwindle or whatever his name is, he's hurt with his ankle, so he might be limited as well. So that's just going to increase touches.
Pollard ain't it, but
all right. I know, but I just like the matchup. All
right. He had a good game last week.
Decent. What do you think, Ryan? Anything you got for NFL? Or you good?
I don't even know who's playing this week. Giants are on bye week, so yeah.
Justin Herbert has yet to beat the Patriots in his career, so that might be an upset alert. Keep your eye on that.
Sorry, I mean, that team's done. They're 4-7 right now.
Well, the Patriots suck too.
I know, but the Chargers
on paper are the favorites. That's all I'm saying.
Dude, you're gonna keep kicking us while we're down, Ryan?
It's just sad to watch. It's like you said it the best. They're the best worst team. Yeah, we're the worst best team. We're like,
yeah, it doesn't make sense. They need to fire Staley, but don't let
thank
me
you. Welcome to the club.
They just need to fire Staley, make Kellen Moore the head coach, and get a defensive coordinator in there and call it a day.
Hey, big, huge, huge game. Eagles, 49ers. This is the 49ers are going back to Philly and try and prove that they can win with their quarterback this time and not getting injured. But that's a huge game because think about it like this.
Philly. That's crazy.
They're favorites, which is insane to me because Philly's 10-1 right now.
No, they're gonna get on the Eagles' ass. I don't think y'all realize that.
Yeah.
The secondary has been suspect. What they have that can neutralize the D-line, granted, I want the Eagles to do good, right? That running game, that neutralizes the rush, right? That neutralizes, that makes you second guess. And Shanahan is going to be on a mission.
Okay, so think about it like this. Eagles lose that game this week. Then they go and play Dallas the following week. If they lose that game, they are now the fifth seed. They go from the number one overall seed to the fifth seed by losing two games.
Bro, Dallas, that's the least of the worries. Dallas is not good.
I know, but you're just talking about their secondary. Dak's playing out of his mind right now.
He's playing out of his mind versus nobody.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like they played against the
Eagles secondary, you just said.
Did you see them the first time they played?
I don't think Dallas could beat Philly.
Eagles was trying to give them the win, and they couldn't get it. So now you tell me they're going to play them the second time? Dallas is not it, bro.
I'm just saying, whenever it's a little bit more at stake, we'll see.
Exactly. When it's a little bit more at stake, the Cowboys show their true colors and fucking fold.
No, Cowboys are Super Bowl contenders.
Oh, man. All right, guys. We appreciate y'all. Like, what are you talking about?
I got one more. What do you guys think about this? The Bengals are 9-point underdogs on the road in Jacksonville Monday night, but the over is only 38. Do you think that Cincinnati is really going to be held to like 10 or 14 points to both cover the over and the spread? I mean, that just doesn't seem logical the way that the line is for that.
I mean, who'd they just play? Was it the Browns?
Steelers.
That's a tough game.
I know. Another week of practice for Browning and to get in sync with Chase and the boys.
Like, and T. Higgins might be back.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a little weird number, plus 9. And we all know the under is going to hit. So
because it's always not hits on the under is not hit. Not Monday 38. Night,
it always hits.
Not 38. Not 38.
What's going on with Joe Mixon, man? This dude looks like garbage. Exactly, he looks like trash.
Yeah,
he's always been an inefficient runner, like a volume guy.
And they don't. They like to try to pass the ball too much.
Yeah. The problem is that, like, when Burrow was there, he'll get him down to the 5, and Mixon would get a couple of small 5-yard touchdowns, 1-yard touchdowns. But he's killing people in fantasy.
I have no take.
Total trash. Total trash.
That's all I got, Kenny.
All right.
Let's close this out.
All right. Well, guys, we appreciate you guys as always tapping in. If you haven't already, make sure you guys join us on DraftKings, 2 Joes, 1 Pro, right? 1 Pro.
Something like that. 2 Joes, 1 Pro.
We can drop that in the details and inside the comments if you guys want to join there. And then, you know, as always, like, subscribe, share to friends, appreciate you guys' support. And we'll catch you guys next week. Good luck in all your bets. Good luck in your fantasy leagues. Be like me and become a champion. Peace.
Peace.